Welcome back to Be a Better Baddie. This is the podcast where women can embrace their true power, increase their confidence, and live their best lives. My name is Quenisha, and I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. If you're ready to become the best version of yourself, welcome. So y'all, it is almost fall. Like basically it's fall. As soon as the temperature hit like 80 degrees in Houston, I was like, it's fall. It's basically fall. So I feel like this is every baddie's favorite time of the year to set new goals, pursue those goals that you may have started in the winter, like new year, and you just need to revisit. Maybe you took a break over the summer. You just never know. Maybe you're getting into a new routine too. This is back to school season. So fall is that girl. September, August, October. This is the time of the year when I am always kind of getting it back together, getting back in shape and stuff. So I know that you all are doing that. So if you're creating new goals or routines, I know you're going to be great at that. I don't have to go over that with you. That's not what today's episode is about. And one, I know that because you're brilliant. You're listening to this podcast. And secondly, I know that because you've listened to episodes from the past that have covered these topics. If you would like a refresher on those topics, I'll link those relevant episodes in the notes for you. But today's episode is not about how to set goals or how to create a new routine. Today is about how to hold yourself accountable. Learning how to hold yourself accountable is definitely a skill that doesn't come easily. Right? You have to learn how to do it. You have to build that muscle, and you have to continuously build that muscle. Generally speaking, holding yourself accountable means taking responsibility for your actions in your life. It's managing your life, fulfilling the obligations that you've made to yourself and others, and not blaming others for your shortcomings. I feel like just hearing the definition of what it means to be accountable should help us grasp how important it actually is to be accountable, because it's just a phrase that we throw around every day, right? Hold yourself accountable. She doesn't hold herself accountable. But I really want to talk about the importance of holding yourself in particular accountable. And basically, holding yourself accountable is going to make you a better baddie. So if you're moving through life, which we all are, at some point you're going to set goals, you're going to make promises to yourself, you're going to make promises to other people. And the more you actually achieve these goals, and the more you keep your promises to yourselves and the promises to other people, the more confidence you're going to build. The more confidence you build, the more solid your identity. Now, confidence in that strong sense of who you are is only built through accountability, right? Keeping those promises to yourself, doing what you say you're going to do, following through on your goals. And that is what builds a baddie. So now I'm ready to jump into some strategies that will help you build and strengthen that muscle for self-accountability. Number one is to revisit your why. We all begin our life projects for some reason, and that's our why, right? The root. Like, it could be you started this weight loss journey because you didn't feel comfortable in your body anymore. Whatever that is your why. So when the going gets tough and we don't want to do it anymore, because that will happen, remembering your why is going to help keep you on track. So let me give you a more concrete example. Currently, I'm doing a 75-day challenge, and I've spoken about this on my Instagram and TikTok, I believe. Yeah. So if you want updates on that, feel free to follow along for the journey. Right now I'm on day, I want to say 30 something. I'm going to go check, but currently doing this challenge, and it's not a 75 hard challenge, but it's based on that. And the biggest difference between my challenge and the 75 hard challenge is that when I mess up a day, I have a certain number of things I need to do each day. If I miss one of those things, I'm not starting over from the beginning. With the original 75 hard challenge, you have to start over from day one. So if you're on day 30 and you happen to not do your second workout outside, you start all over. I personally don't find that encouraging, and it definitely promotes a deficit mindset, and that's not what I'm about. So when the going gets hard, within this challenge. And in particularly, it's with reading my book every night, because some nights when I get in the bed, I'm just ready to go to bed. And that's a problem. And that's one of the things I've identified, right? I will put off reading until the very, very last minute, regardless of how many free spaces I had throughout the day to just pick up the book for 15 minutes and read. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta read this book, right? And when I pick it up to read, and it's only 5 to 10 pages, I'm promising myself every day. So 5 pages minimum, which is easy. You can do that in 10 minutes. I remember my why whenever I do this, because this is the one that is the hardest for me. So one, I pick books that I want to read, and I need to remember that I got this book because I wanted to learn about this subject. I wanted to learn about this particular topic. So right now I'm reading Fighting for Our Friendships. Magnificent so far. I'm about at the midpoint, and it's by Danielle Brandt. What's her name? I don't remember her name. It's Danielle something. But she also has a podcast, Fighting Friendship Forward. And the book is so good. It's so validating. And it's really making me question how I show up in my friendships and the things that I want for my friendships. I got this book because I wanted to learn more about it. So I was already personally motivated. Another why is because I want to be on my phone less during the day. So by me picking up a book, that is something that is off screen. I can dive into it and it keeps me off my phone. And then three, overall, like, I know that this reading is in this challenge. And even though I'm moving through this challenge with grace for myself, right, not beating myself up for missing it, I'm also not going to be lazy and just say, oh, giving myself grace, can't read tonight. Whoops, me. So remembering your why is going to help you realign with your purpose and tap into your discipline even more, because clearly the motivation is not going to be there every day. Everybody knows this. Everyone who's ever worked out or ate healthy for an extended period of time, the motivation is not going to always be there. That day one, you're like, yeah, yippee. By day 20, you're like, what? It's stupid. Like, I might as well just eat a cupcake. And I know that for sure. So number one for your self-accountability is to remember your why. Number two is to build a support system. Now, this support system can be a group of friends or family. It can be your significant other. It can be a platform. It could be an accountability group. It could be anything, right? But you just need something that is always going to remind you that, hey, remember you said you wanted to do this thing? Hey, we're doing this thing together, right? That is always going to help whip you back into shape. In terms of accountability groups, when you surround yourself with people who have similar mindsets or similar goals, it makes it easier and even more enjoyable to pursue your goals. Currently, with the 75-day challenge that I'm doing right now, I'm completing it with my fiance. He is actually a pretty good accountability partner. And initially, when we started this, I thought that I would have to be the primary accountability partner. Like, hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do this. But he's been pretty good about calling me out about stuff, and I appreciate that. Having this accountability is giving more of a sense of community around your goals. And imagine if we were doing this with so many other people. So it's creating this sense of community, which is going to increase my productivity, yours as well, your motivation, and enhances your problem solving skills too. Because when you have someone to just talk through things with, or you're going through similar challenges, like, having the chance to pick each other's brain or bounce ideas off one another is so helpful. You don't know how many times I've been panicking about, how am I going to reach my protein goal today? I can't eat anything else. I'm not hungry, or I'm too hungry, like things like that. It's also going to increase your confidence, because when you do these things with each other, you're seeing each other accomplish it and you're accomplishing it. Like, it makes you feel good, and it makes you feel like, wow, look at me. Okay. I've ran a few accountability groups in the past, and they've always been so empowering, especially to be around other women who are pursuing their goals, have everyone give feedback on those goals, and have women come back and report their successes. I'm not launching an accountability group right now, but I will in the future, the soon future, the near future. So just be on the lookout for that. I'll probably announce it on TikTok and Instagram. Now I want to talk about platforms like ClassPass. ClassPass is my number one accountability. Well, no. ClassPass and I think my Lose It app are my favorite accountability apps on my phone. So one, I love ClassPass because it gives me access to a wide range of workouts. If I don't have diversity in my workout routine, I'm going to get bored. I'm not going to want to do it anymore. So having the chance to go visit a lot of different studios and do a lot of different workouts with different people, I truly enjoy. Secondly, I'm paying for it. I am paying for it. So if I reserve a class and I don't show up, I feel like I wasted money. And I personally don't like taking money and throwing it in the trash because that's not fun. So ClassPass holds me accountable with that. And then with my Lose It app. So Lose It is my food tracking app. And I'm going to talk about that a bit more in my third point about how to stay more accountable. But Lose It, I get notifications about, hey, track your breakfast. You usually eat breakfast around this time. Or, hey, you ate a really good breakfast yesterday with high protein. You should consider eating that breakfast again. So it gives you little reminders like that. And I actually really appreciate that. So if you don't have the Lose It app or ClassPass, I highly recommend it. Also, if you want to use ClassPass, I have a link that gives you a month for free. So use the link in the notes as well. If you've never used ClassPass before, you want to explore it, you can get a month for free with it, with that link. Now, my third and final recommendation to hold yourself accountable is trackers. I have a background in education, so trackers have always been a valuable resource to me. So using trackers to track behavior, for instance, when I taught first grade, they liked to see a green smiley face. They did not like to see the yellow straight face. Okay, so that type of thing. So bringing trackers into my personal life was a no-brainer. I typically track my meals, my steps, and even some habits now with my 75-day challenge. And I actually love tracking for a few reasons. One is I'm a visual processor. So seeing my progress is a good visual reminder that I'm keeping the promises that I made to myself, and it's going to make it more likely for me to continue the action. So I see these in a couple different ways. With my 75-day tracker, if you've seen it on TikTok or Instagram, it's simply a big sheet of paper with tally marks. And those tally marks just indicate, hey, you did this for that day. It could be that simple. Or even on the apps on my phone, like the Lose It app, it's nice. Their data visualization aspect is beautiful. I love to see my protein by the day or my carbs. So those visualizations are extremely helpful. The other reason I like these visualizations is because I can see the patterns. So I can see, for instance, on my tally chart, my reading and my hitting my steps every day is not even. It's easier for me to hit my steps each day than it is for me to consistently read. So I can see that pattern, and that makes it easier for me to pivot or for me to strategize. So me thinking about my reading, there's no reason for me to wait until I'm about to close my eyes to read my book when I am the least motivated to pick up a book and least likely to retain anything that I read. Anyways, so observe these patterns, and now I'm able to shift my behaviors so that I get the intended outcome that I want. The third reason that I really love tracking is because it helps you zoom into the process. I've talked about this before. So many times when we set goals, we are so set on the end goal. Like, how am I going to get, if someone's like, oh, I want to read 20 books in 1 year. They're so focused on hitting the 20 books that they don't even focus on the book that they're reading. Like, why do you want to read 20 books? Just to read 20 books? Or do you want to enjoy 20 books? Like, what is the process? What's the purpose? So having a tracker really helps you zoom in on the process, especially when it is a long process and one where if you focus on the end goal, you won't be happy if you don't reach it, right? And that happens most of the time. if you say, and I always use weight and like exercise just because that's easiest for me to talk about. If I said I wanted to lose 20 pounds, if I continuously just keep looking for, I'm not closer to 20, Instead, you want to focus on building the habits and building the identity of a person that does lose 20 pounds, right? That person who does achieve that body type and maintain it. That's what you should be thinking about. So there you have it, my baddies. We have covered the topic of accountability today and how to hold yourself accountable. If you found this episode helpful, please, please, please just take a few seconds of your time to like this podcast. It's free. It's an easy way to let me know, hey, I'm listening. I love what you said. It's an easy way to let the podcast platforms know that, hey, we like her content and it should be spread out. It should be more known. So I'd appreciate that. Leave a review if you're feeling extra friendly. And let me know what you think about this episode. You can leave a comment on Spotify, which I really appreciate. And if you're on YouTube, you can also leave a comment. So that being said, I hope you all have a beautifully, positively productive day. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Or if you want to make sure that we stay connected, I'm on Instagram and TikTok as well. And have a good one. Bye.